move to glorify God. Give him a mighty hand clap. You thank him. You thank him indeed. We thank him, God the Father. You thank and clap mightily for him. Clap as you thank him for the teacher Jeremos and the interpreter, even the Bible reader. God, you've been with us ministering. Add hand clap as clap. Add clapping. Clap for the musicians we've here before. The musicians who sang for us the band praise. And remember, there was knowing God is good. You remember those songs. You remember them. Rejoice the heavens, rejoice the earth. You clap as you remind them that I can know you have been here from the beginning. God, a mighty hand clap for their sake. And the Father, a mighty hand clap for their sake. Heart clap for the Lord Jesus. For the Holy Spirit has empowered us. And we thank you for angels you work with. Right now, hand clap for the young, those mature in spirit. Those mature in spirit.
Christ, what?
The Christ ambassadors.
Yes. Ambassadors of what?
The ambassadors of Christ. Christ ambassadors.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They call them who?
Add
them a mighty hand club. Add them a mighty hand club. With their teacher who has led them. With all the other teachers who prepare trained them. You know, if you're still there, you know, God can do a photocopy in you.
And it
makes another person come there like you.
Now,
brethren, the young singers, the young restorers, they have their other brethren, the Christ ambassadors. Yes. Have you seen it?
They
sample, they come back on live.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now you two minister, be careful. God can bring people out there, they are right there. The army of the Lord is there. But we shall say, or we say, that name I've seen, Christ ambassadors. Add on.
Focus of God music.
Inspired
by Funology of God International Ministries.
Inspired of Funology of God International Ministries.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Christ what?
Christ ambassadors.
Focus.
Focus of God music.
Inspired
by full knowledge of God, the national ministry. That you can prove you have those inspire you.
The music.
With the music. The new music are the best. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When
you're there, you can recommend, you can go to our channels for their your channels. Go on our channels.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're going to call them what?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Have you seen a great baptism like that?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. At God the Father and that hand clap. Thank him for his presence here. And he bests above all the heavens. As Ephesians 4 verse 6. That is one God, Father of all, who is above all. He works in all. And he passes through all. And
you've
seen him in all working. Thank him for his presence. And you thank God the one, the Son Jesus Christ, who sit in the third heaven. 2 Corinthians 12, the verse 1 to 4. Spence their rule heaven and earth. Matthew 28 verse 18. And is with us, as is promised is. He will be with us to the end. Matthew 18 verse 20.
Where
2 3 gather his sake, he is around.
As
class the Lord Jesus Christ,
and
honor his presence. You recognize his presence. You glorify him. And you thank the Holy Spirit. And the loud noise. You left the master seat. In the middle of the Kelvin. Ezekiel 10. The verse 1. You left the master seat. In the middle of the Kelvin. In the first heavens. In the spirit of grace. Walk in the Hebrews. Chapter 10. You thank him. Thank you for leaving your throne. Come to guide me. You come to lead me. As Romans 8:14. They are the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. We thank you for leading us. Not by power, not by might. To be as you are today. You know the living God, but the Spirit of the Lord. Zechariah 4:6. Not by power, not by might, but by his Spirit. And he's the one. Romans 1:23. No one has to know the words of God. I anointing. Thank you. I will forgive you. But it did forsake me. In the era of Baal. Genesis chapter 6. Father told you go away. No one the flowers. You departed. You moved away from your land. After leaving the world. But the generation of me. But you still insist on me. You're prone to be attacked. That the godly father, godly is destroyed. Hebrews Romans 8, the verse 26 and 27. You brought the goodness can be attacked. For I don't know how to pray. For I don't know how to pray as I ought. But you prayed for me. The time of aligning myself. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Fathers, I say, move away, destroy them. You say, Father, wait. You wait, I seek for them. Wait, I draw them. Wait, I lead them as the bread is wrong. For the Lord, the spirit of the world. But I came from you. I seek for them, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And his angels you work with in guiding us, in fighting for us, in protecting us, in providing for us, in giving us understanding all. We honor your presence, the Holy Spirit, with the thousands of angels, and to all the church in the entire world. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God. You can take your seat.
Hallelujah.
We still move on with the third heaven. Still move on with the third heaven at creation. In the realm above. That found in the realm above. Where we find the paradise of God. And the throne of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. We are still moving on. And mostly in this time, we still look to the four type of trees. Those in the paradise of God, in the third heaven, call them the garden of God or the garden of Eden. We first understood the tree of life in the midst of the paradise of God. According to now we read in the Genesis chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. And the same tree of life. Read of it in Revelation 2 verse 7. And we know that is our Lord Jesus Christ. In John 14 verse 6. Say, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. And we understood that is Him. He is the tree of life. That which is in the John chapter 15 and the verse 1
it
says that I'm the true vine and my father is the vine dresser. Yes. After we move to see the second tree, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, that we still see up to now. After, we shall see the third type of tree, the pleasant trees for sight. Then the fourth type of trees, the pleasant trees for food. But in this time, we still move on to see the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Yes. We spoke of it in Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. And he said, when we shall eat of it, we shall surely die. And we knew that this tree of knowledge of good and evil
is
the tree of light of the word of God. God the word, one we know as the Son, Jesus Christ. Because when we read in Genesis chapter 2, the verse 8 and 9. And the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the midst of the paradise. But to know, before you know good and evil, there is light which has to lighten for you. Now the type of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, it's the tree of light of the word of God. Because in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6-7, God commanded light shine in darkness. Light of knowledge of God is glory before Christ. Now the tree of knowledge of good and evil still is the tree of light of the word of God. And that word, He is our Lord Jesus. In John 1 verse 14, He is the word of clothed flesh. And we saw Him as the Son, one begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And Him, in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 13 to 14, He is spoken of saying that everything reveals and manifests. Light is what manifests it. And he says, still you awake, you sleeping, that Christ shines for you.
He's
the one who brings light of knowledge, that which reveals us evil and discerns between good and evil.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Him, He is the Word. In the Psalms 119, verse 105, the Word of the Lord is the lamp,
and
the light which enlightens the way we have to go. Now He is the One. And he ends coming back in the John 15 in the verse 1. That is still in the true vine. The true vine makes up the tree of knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life. Not like the usual vines.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we finished there, we moved on to differentiate the sin of the sin of wanting to become God. Call it the sin of Adam. And not the sin of eating an apple or having sex, just as they say it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the castle of Satan, it told the woman Eve in Genesis 3 verse 1 unto 6 that because God knows the day you will eat of it, you will be like him, to know good and evil.
So Satan,
the sin, entered us in to eat of that tree with intentions to become God. Because this Satan, the devil, he who was an anointed
cherub,
name he was called Lucifer, the one who first had the thought of wanting to become God, and lifted his heart to be as God. When you read Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 1 to 3, he lifted his heart to be as God, and he sought to sit in the throne in the heart of the sea. That thought is what he brought unto man. But this one too was a cherub. When you read Ezekiel 28, starting from verse 11 up to 15, he was a cherub until iniquity was found in him. And he got the evil desire. In that lust, he made him conceive the pregnancy of sin. And
it
births that sin of wanting to become God, even though he was a cherub.
Now,
those are explained in the James chapter 1. That when a person is tempted, they are not tempted by God. A person is tempted by their own lust, and it conceives in them, and conceives the pregnancy of sin, and it's born. Now that Satan, those
who
have first pocket of him in the Isaiah chapter 14 verse 9 to enter verse 17, and he wanted to be like God most high, but he asked, how is he to do that? He said, let me see this man
who's
made in the image of God, to I use him.
He's
not going to become God. Let me use him. I see how God can beat. When he beats that one, that he beats himself. Remember, man was made in the image of God and the likeness. It is near to God. As Genesis 2, verse 26 into 28. So we started those words. Me with you, we knew.
And we
to see the type of fruits of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Those we ate with an intention of becoming God. That called the sin of Adam.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because in explaining, Eve, as she explained in Genesis chapter 3, in verse 1 up to 6,
she
told the serpent, Satan, the devil, that all the other trees we eat, but the tree in the midst of the garden, tree of knowledge of good and evil, God refuses to touch, neither eat of it. For the day we eat of it, we shall surely die. Satan said, you will not die.
Eve
began to see the tree, and it's the same like all the others. Those in the garden, those pleasant for the sight, pleasant for food.
The
difference that it brings wisdom to become God. And she picked to eat.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We were told the other time in Luke chapter 6 verse 44 that the tree is known according to its fruits. You cannot first understand the tree well. until you first know the fruits. And when I first told you that the tree of knowledge of good and evil is God the Word, when we know as God the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It was told to you because I knew his fruits.
So in Luke 6
verse 44,
it's
hard to understand the tree of knowledge of good and evil until you have understood its fruits.
It,
the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they have said it's the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They have not told his name. You need to first
get revealed not
that though they have said to you what I've understood, that's a mangle according to its fruits.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So that took us very well in Proverbs chapter 8, beginning from verse 19, verse 18 and 19. And he said that his fruits, they are better than gold. Gold, the fine gold, and the choice silver. Have you understood me well? Riches and honor in righteousness, they are with him. Those are the type of fruits. Riches and honor. Righteousness. There are some of fruits of those three. But we wanted to know much. What type of tree is this? So it took us in Genesis. In Proverbs chapter 8, starting from verse 21 to 23, when he was set up right from the beginning, from the everlasting, before the earth was, we wanted to know who is this one who was there at the beginning.
You
read John 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God.
Have
we seen in the John 1 verse 14 the Word clothed flesh? We saw him as the Son, begotten by the Father, full of grace and truth. This one is the Word.
This
one who told us his fruits. Yes. And we moved to understand him. Still in the John 15 verse 1, he is the true vine. Still the tree of knowledge of good and evil. We wanted to look.
Chitufu.
Is it true? One who spoke in Proverbs 8. And we read verse 35. And the 36. That all who sin, they fold their own lives. And those who hate him, they love death. And we remembered that in Genesis 2 verse 16-17, they say when we touch that tree, we shall surely die. As we eat him in Proverbs 8:35, whoever sees me, he findeth life and obtains favor from the Lord. Who sees him, see the tree of life. We just started fix that all who sin, they wrong their own lives. All who hate me, they love death. We knew that they were also hatred in the midst of the garden. Adam and Eve entered in it, and Satan put it in them. Intention to become God. They hated God the Word. Who is sat in the paradise as the tree of life and tree of knowledge of good and evil. We studied much in that aspect, and we reached to see, and he appears in the lampstand right there. It remained a bit heavy. Is it right that point? Now we want to see Christ Jesus. The tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Christ Jesus.
Christ Jesus. The tree of life and of knowledge of good and evil behind the seven lampstands in the paradise of God. Yes. Then we get to explain that point. Yes. We explain that point. Christ Jesus. The tree of life and of knowledge of good and evil. Behind the seven lamps in the third heaven. Yes. Right that point.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We say
that Christ Jesus, the tree of life and of knowledge of good and evil, behind the seven lamps in the paradise of God in the third heaven. Yes. Right there. If you've written that heading well, you too, our medials, you display the channels, that the headings very well. The headings to appear very clear.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Those logging on WhatsApp, you write the headings very well.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This know it very well.
That
the word of God. The word of God. One known as God the Word. And the Son. Jesus Christ. He is the tree of life and of knowledge of good and evil. In the sign of the seven lamps. In the sign of the seven lampstands. In the paradise of God, in the third heaven. Yes. The word of God.
Oh
God, the word. And God the Son, Jesus Christ. The tree of life and of knowledge of good and evil. Is one behind the seven lampstands in the midst of the paradise of God in the third heaven. You know, that point is where we ended last time. As you enter the third heaven, you first see the lampstands very far, and it's tall like a tree.
And
light is covered all over, coming from that lampstand, and you cannot see
God,
the word on his throne in the third heaven. Those lampstands, they are seven. But when you enter the third heaven, you see one, for it's big like a big tree.
And out
of it comes much light, cover God the Word. With the 24 elders. In that light,
spreads
in the entire paradise. The rays of that light. That's why
we
read in Revelation chapter 1. We are going to see in the midst of the seven lampstands, that to be able to see him, there once you reach out, because the middle of it is big. When you reach, you see only one lampstand. When you turn elsewhere, you see another. For the area is so big.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well,
the minister of the paradise is not just big as this planet
Earth.
It covers the area where the 10 planets cover. The area is so big. One lampstand is like a tall giant tree. Let's read in Revelation, the chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1 from verse
10.
I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. Verse
11. Eri Efeso, neri Sumuna, neri Perugamo, neri Suatira, neri Sardi, neri Philadelphia, neri Laodikia.
Saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in the book and send it unto the seven churches, which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and Pergamum, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia and Laodicea. Yes.
Yes.
Praise Amen. Jesus much. When you look to Revelation chapter
1,
in the verse
9
and to 11, the Apostle John said, I was in spirit and had a voice behind me.
He
didn't first see what the voice speaks of.
It
moved on to speak. I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What you see right, sent to the seven churches, and he listed them. But when he turned to see, he didn't reach on the one he was meant to see. He first saw seven lampstands of fire, and they struck light all around.
Now,
the good thing was drawn to the middle of it.
And
passed them, entered the inside there to see who sits there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen to verse 12. Revelation chapter
1
and verse
12.
And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. Yes. When he turned like this, after hearing one speak, he turned to see.
He was speaking.
Did first see him immediately. He first saw lampstands. And they shine around. Seven of them.
You
know, that one is one there. That's called one. It's not called seven. That is one lampstand. And it has seven lamps. Now these were seven lampstands. Different 1, 2, 5, 7. And all had seven lamps upon them. Now, all we are shining, you did first see him. If they were small, you would have immediately saw him. But because they are big, and upon them is much light, it is one hidden behind them. He cover himself as light as a garment.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And delight. Let's first read of it here. Psalms 104. And the verse 1 and 2. Psalms 104 and the verse 1.
Ayi mukama katonda wange, oli mukuru nnyo, oyambadde kitiibwa n'obukuru.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty. Verse 2.
atimbe guru ngejiji.
Who covers yourself with light as with a garment? Mm. Who stretches out the heavens like a curtain? Yes. Have you seen it there? When you reach in the third heaven, it moved to the middle of it. You first see tall lampstand, and it's like a tree. And upon it comes much light, and they draw you close, they move you around that area. Speak. You see there are seven, not yet seen the one behind them. What read Revelation 1, this verse 9 to 11. He first sees seven lampstands. Upon them cometh light. There's one hidden in the light, you can't see him. That you read Psalms 104, verses 1 and 2. He covers himself as light like a garment. Him alone has the immortality. He sits in the light, you can't approach. You cannot approach there. You cannot approach there. That's what Timothy. Yes. You can't get approach there. Those in the paradise all the time, they did know who was behind these trees. That's why they refused humans to just speak of them. First Timothy chapter
6:16.
Who only has immortality, dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen, nor can see, to whom be honor and glory everlasting. Amen. Yes. Light, you cannot approach it. No man. Who approached, even Adam was there.
The first man.
The first man. Have you understood well? And they don't, they have never seen him. He speak with them. Never discovered the one behind his
dishes.
We treat all nations with free time, we free of life, and we don't know he is the one. Let's first go back to verse 14. First Timothy chapter 6 verse
14.
That you keep these commandments without spot, irreproachable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 15.
Nanyini buyinza yeka atenderezebwa kabaka waba kabaka era mukama waba ami.
Who in his times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords.
Olinyole 10 mukaka.
Verse 16.
Ti alina obutafa yeka atula mukutangala okutasemberekeka omuntu yenna gwatalabangako so si wali ayinza okumulaba.
Who only has immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. Yes. You take it of that commandment. Don't they touch the tree. You keep this commandment. Have you seen this command here? Verse 14, let's repeat it. That you keep this commandment without spots. Irreproachable. Don't dare approach to touch it.
Ah.
Father, be praised. Teaching priest on the first level. Thank you, God, the word, the Son. The teaching priest on the second level. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The teaching priest on the third level. Thank you for making us priests. We two teaching priests in the world. We are blessed be ambassadors. That commandment we have to keep it from then. In Genesis chapter 2. Verse 16 and 17. That keep this commandment without spots. Don't approach that. Don't attach it until it's appearing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you.
Who is that one?
15.
Verse 15.
Tibosewe chisoka. Esure yomukaga. Noru nyiriri ole 15.
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 15.
Kwalira ga muntu ukozako. Nanyini buyinza yeka atenderezebwa. Kabaka waba kabaka. Era mukama wabami.
Who in his times he shall show. Who is the blessed and the only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He said in his time, he would decide to appear as him that is him. The King of kings behind all things and the tree of life. The knowledge of good and evil. But those times came. For they came from the Lord. In Acts chapter 3, verse 19 and to 21. That a time will come from the Lord of restoring all.
And
he will send him to us officially and we know him. That's the work we are on here.
That
him alone is with mortality. He's the tree of life.
Lest
eat it and you never die. All you have them in these verses.
He
is in the light you can't approach the tree of knowledge. of the much light. The service perhaps is finished.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now him is what I told in Revelation chapter 1 verse 9 to 11. We entered the verse 12. Yes. John had his hands. He didn't first see him. He first saw seven golden lampstands. Each had seven lamps. And they are tall like trees. You cannot see him. The light from it strikes the entire garden. But the garden covered the entire heaven. And heaven is not a planet. A planet, as you see, very small. In the middle of the heaven. The ones perhaps in the central of it.
Now,
heaven is so big. But the paradise is on the fullness of the heaven. Now the middle, called the middle of it, where the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
It's
big, just as where the 10 planets cover. It's so big. Before you see that, you see the third heaven. You reach on the seven golden lampstands. But you first see one big, and it covers a big portion there. Until they draw you close. For even John, he first saw one when he had just been called that climbed up here before he saw him. He first called him. Revelation 4 verse
1.
He first called him, come up here. And he saw lamps that the far. Come up here and see me. For we are in the heavenly journey.
Let's read,
see how he called him. Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1.
Era laba olujja oluguddwawo mu ggulu n'eddoboozi lye nasooka okuwulira ng'eri akagombe nga lyogera nange ng'ayogera nti linnya okutuuka wano nange nnaakulaga ebigwana okubeerawo oluvannyuma lw'ebyo.
After this I looked and behold a door was opened in heaven and the first voice which I had was as it were of a trumpet talking with me which said come up here and I will show you things which must be hereafter. Yes. Have you seen that? Revelation 4 verse 1. It's Revelation 1 verse 9. Up to 12. And to 12. He first had a voice like of a trumpet. He saw the lamps. Before he saw one who told him,
he first said,
come up here. When he was ascending, he did first see the seven lampstands. You first see one. That is verse 5. He first saw one. Let's read that verse. Revelation chapter 4 and verse
5.
And out of the throne proceeded lightning and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, yes, which are the seven spirits of God. He first saw them. When he calls, come up here, he's not seen who speaks with him. Explains if I saw.
But
voice sings. The voice sings light, for it shines much. And reduced gradually. Thunders. Lightnings. And he saw the lampstands. A lampstand before the throne. He's not seen one on it.
Sees the throne about,
and he sees 24 elders then. Throne alone is what lifted high to the height of the lampstands. The elders have not yet seen them. But the seven lampstands are the first and they are the next upon their thrones. But they are a bit shorter. They don't reach to the height of Christ's throne. Yes. But they are before the throne. Before the elders. 24 elders. When you reach the area is so big in the middle of the paradise, you first see one lampstand, the light coming from it. Yet one behind, out of him cometh tongues of fire. But what's
surprise
is they are not terrifying. It's nice to watch. They bring all the glory of God, riches and power. It shows the fruits of this Lord. Now to be able to see 24 elders, they pass and you bypass the lampstands. You enter inside the light which you can approach. Tell me, where do you get the boldness and the strength? Zachariah 4 verse 6. Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God. For me too, they were upon me. I went in the journey of all the prophets and apostles to see realities how they were.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You first bypass the light to enter in there. But tell me, how do you look like at that point?
And
be transfigured to look just like him.
It's
the only way you can approach him.
change
our body if what is glory and you enter there. That's Timothy. Philippians 3. Let's read it. Philippians chapter 3, verse 21.
Aliwanyisa omubiri ogw'okutowazibwa kwaffe okufaananyizibwa ng'omubiri gw'ekitiibwa kye. N'okukola okwo bwe kuli, ting'okukola okwo bwe kuli okumuyinzisa n'okussa ebintu byonna wansi we.
Who shall change our humble body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things unto himself? When you reach there, the lampstands cannot allow you. The light to can't approach the light as much. Out of him also cometh fire. He is within. With the elders, close them out. The 24 elders. Now, before you pass the lampstands, Zachariah forces the same, no by power, no by might, proceeding ahead. By the Spirit. When they speak that, and the lampstand change some rays to enter within you, and you, all your eyes shine very well, and you can enter to see him very well, to give the much light. And that level
is
to take you above all the heavens.
For he
enter his glory, which can go above all the heavens. When they speak Zachariah 4:6, no power, no by mind. And the lampstands show seven spirits. All they chain their rays into you, and they fill you up. All day, or they begin to shine, of the eyes cometh light. As you look and you can see him, you to use light upon light. He's the one. And when we shall reach there, we have been transfigured, though we close that of heavens, but to be added ingredients. Golden altar of God in the first heaven. They give you the host and the wings and the system in you. And when you reach him,
he
move to transfigure you. I cannot miss heaven like that. I cannot dare not reach him. He first transfigure you.
And
the elders speak that. Don't approach here. Not by power, not by mind, but by the Spirit of God. That they told Moses. Don't take cross here. It's the holy ground. You first get transfigured. And you reach his glory to approach him. Now you don't know how did John draw close to him, except this apostle who went there.
He's
one who can tell you how they approach him. For he was sent to reveal all that which we are not known. In his revival, from the wrong way you had known them, and they revived your way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
After John was transfigured in the glory of that body, Philippians 3 verse 21, and just like his, he bypassed the lampstands and he entered inside. He saw 24 elders, and there are also 24 elders.
Hallelujah.
Briefly going back to Revelation chapter 4. Verse
1,
we then repeat, move below. Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1.
Oluvanyuma lw'ebyo nendaba era laba olujja oluguddwawo mu ggulu. Eddoboozi nasooka okuwulira ng'eri akagombe nga lyogera nange nga yogera nti linnya okutuuka wano nange naakulaga ebigwanira okubeerawo oluvannyuma lw'ebyo.
After this I looked and behold a door was opened in heaven and the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me which said come up here and I will show you things which must be the hereafter. Yes. Verse
2.
Revelation 4 verse 2.
Amangu ago nalimu moyo. Eralaba. Entebe y'obwakabaka yali ng'eteekeddwawo mu ggulu era nga waliwo eyali atudde ku ntebe.
And immediately I was in the spirit and behold a throne was set in heaven and one sat on the throne. Yes. Immediately was in spirit. If you enter there to see him, you first feel you in the spirit. He told them to you there, but you did see it there. He was in Zachariah 4:6. Not by power, not by might. He was filled with spirit. Then he proceeded to see the throne. He saw one sat on it. How was he appearing and looking like? How was he looking like? Briefly, before we see how
he looks,
let's first go see him in the lampstands and you have seen him. Are we together? We're in Revelation chapter 1, verse 12. Revelation chapter 1 verse 12.
Nenjuko okulaba eddoboozi eryayogera nange. Bwe nakyuka nendaba ettabaaza musanvu eza zaabu.
And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. Yes. Now we seen one here. In Revelation 4 verse 5. They have filled him the spirit and he saw them all, seven of them. He enters within. Yes. As he saw one sat. Listen. Revelation chapter 1 verse 13.
Ne wakati wetabaza nenda bafanana ngo mwana w'omuntu nga yamba doktuka kubigere era nga sibiddo mu kifuba olukobo olwa zaabu.
And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girded about the breast with a golden belt. Yes. So the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, girded with blessed as bright as the third heaven. Revelation chapter 1 verse 14.
Ti no mutwe gwe nevirize ngazitukulange ebyo yabyendiga ebitukula ngo muzira namasoge nge nimyezo muliro.
His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. Yes. As he looked at him, and the hair is white. You know, it's free to turn it to the white to be as an ancient elder. Free to make it like black. God with immortality, never getting old.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I reached, I even touched his head. And he even carried me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now I tell you that I saw, that I touched, as we started very well, as the scriptures of truth say. It's written, why? Our tears. He will not stretch, you will be in his bosom. One day, where we see the clouds. not wiped tears, doesn't bring a handkerchief. I'm going to take you at the river of living waters.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When they tell you that his eyes like flames of fire, he's one who lightens the lampstands. Into his spirit, as I told you before, these seven lampstands, they are those of the Holy Spirit found in the first heaven. In the middle where they are cherubim, those are of the spirit lightens. These are of him as the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
The tree is one who lightens them.
Out of him comes all that light, and he spreads everywhere. You are going to remain where? In the third heaven? Or you'll remain in the first,
in
the city of God, which is beautiful.
Into
what remain, we had, we said we shall remain there. When we had second created heaven, we have found four living creatures, mountains, hills of praise and worship. We say we shall be there. Now we are in the third heaven. We see Christ Jesus, the tree of life and of knowledge of good and evil, behind the seven lampstands in the paradise of God, the third heaven. And it's hard to know who is behind there. Out of it comes flames of fire lightning, and they do throw the lights in the garden. There are rays of light which have different colors, and they don't change, but the colors alone are nice to see. You have you seen colors nice to see? And the entire paradise is shining. Now there's a river stretch from there, divides in the middle of the garden, in the pleasant trees of sight, in those of fruits. We've not reached that point. My, my. Me, when I reached, I said, Father, I've reached, I'm not going back on the earth. He said, you don't go back. But as he just told me, you said you don't go, and you have already reached back. What I told him, my Lord, I know when I tell you I don't go, you take me back immediately. Now I will not speak that now. But still I feel I don't want to go back. He told me it's taken me many years to see one man who can stand in the gap. You have to stand. You, when you remain here, will have been saved. See your brethren on the world, and it displayed the video. All nations, all they move in the way of destruction. Those to see the way of life, those in religions, those in the false beliefs, those in salvation, not of truth. I saw I had to come back. He told me that city, it needs one wise man who can redeem it and save it.
That's,
I brought in the heavenly biblical journey. I give wisdom in the word, explain all, understanding, showing in the verse upon the verse. I give you counsel and inspiration of scriptures are, and inspire the world. I give you power in the world. When you speak, it enters the heart, and the spirit fulfills it with the angels, the mighty ones. I give you light of knowledge. You envision, and you reveal all which we are not known. I give you spirit of fear of the Lord. You hate evil. Help men to depart from evil. And you charge them keep commandments. That's what old man do under the sun. In all they do. The conclusion of all. You fear the Lord as you keep his commandments. And I give you the spirit, my spirit, the spirit of the Father. And you show the glory of the Father, even mine. And you work with the Holy Spirit. It was armies of angels. It's to let you go on the work. I said, now I can go. I will go. Keep coming. You tell me. You tell me more. You tell me. Until you say you're full, you go. You come up. Move out. I reached you then. But it's taken time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are still in Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1, verse 15. And his feet like unto fine bronze, and as they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. Yes. His voice has the many waters. You can hear a river Laura speak on the throne. And it's what pass through flow in the garden. Reach there, change as milk of the waters. And you drink of it and you feel above the heavens. Ephesians. Yet you've just drunk water. It's of the waters. It cometh from him in the word, sat on the throne. When we shall reach gone rivers of living waters, which move in the garden. My God. That the other had his voice. Not that they had seen him. They had his voice. Yes. In Genesis chapter 3, in the verse 6 up to 14, they heard his voice in the garden, but they did hear he is come physical to them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For eras before they sinned, he visited them pass through the elders. He puts his fullness in the elder. He sends them to him and he visits them. As the angel came in his glory, appeared to prophet Moses in Exodus chapter 3 and the verse chapter 4. It wasn't easy to see him. Right from beginning of Eddie, after death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus, he is seen. And the lampstands may not find them in the paradise. For now, he was revealed, heavens know him. That one was behind the tree of knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life.
But
it's no more a mystery to them. It's been a mystery to those on the earth. But in heaven, the book, they removed the seals. Everything written there, they know them just as they are. In Revelation 5, in Revelation 6, they see as the Lamb of God, they have not realized who he is. The elder is one who tells them that that one, the real one, we know him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And he brought a scroll in the chapter 5, which was sealed inside and outside. Chapter 6, this you didn't know it's this one, this tree of life and knowledge of good and evil in the midst of the paradise,
yes,
it is me. And he explained all as he did to those he found on the road to Emmaus in Luke chapter 23. Yes, he revealed to them scriptures and they understood. But apostle, you saw things of there and here, for you cannot do revival except you know things how they were, how they are, and how they will be forever and ever. Now the journey involves seeing things which were, which are, and those to come.
It's
read them all as the holy scriptures are. Let's repeat Revelation we see. Revelation chapter
1,
verse
15.
And his feet like unto fine bronze, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. Verse 16.
Nemukamu wake nemuvamu ekitala ekisala ekyobojjo obubiri n'obwenyibwe nga bulinga enjuba bweyaka mu maanyi gaayo.
And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in its strength. Yes. His forehead and countenance shines. It's more than the sun. You know, in that third heavens, there's no sun there. Himself. And he's the one who lightened the seven lampstands, which appear as the tree, the vine tree.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Revelation
chapter 1, verse
17.
And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last.
Verse 18.
I am he that lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Yes. We know he was dead and he rose up. In John 1:14, he is the word of God. In John 1:1, he is the word of God. He was with God right at the beginning. And still he is God. That's why I say it to his beginning and the end. For he was set up from the everlasting right from the beginning. It is the beginning. Now this Apostle John, as he went to see the elders, after he had looked at him, light still had hidden the 24 elders. He saw them after he saw one sit on the throne. He saw him to the feet, but he's not seen the 24 elders for the much light. We've gone back to Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4, verse 2.
Amangu ago nalimu moyo, era lava, entebe yu wakabaka yalinge teke dua omu guru. Elanga waliwa yaliatu deku entebe.
And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Verse 3.
Na ye yali atudde yali afanana ng'ejjinja ya sepi n'eri asaddiye okulabika. Era nga waliwo ne musoke okwetooloola entebe eyali efaanana nga nawandagala okulabika.
And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a carnelian stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne, in appearance like unto an emerald. Yes. Say there was one fat on the throne. When we've seen Revelation chapter 1, he was like the Son of Man, our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, he moved to see how he looks like.
His
glorious body in the different stones. He shines. That's why those who draw the images of Jesus on the earth, those are wrong images. You are on the film actors. The ones you put in your houses as Jesus. But
it
tells you 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that though we knew Christ in the flesh, but we no more regard him like that. Still have a work to draw to the people the rightful image of Christ, just as is in heaven. Not as we knew him in the flesh. He's not in that image anymore. In that image of the flesh, you no more have it.
There's
this one you have of the son of Constantine. Those the Catholics use most.
You
have the image of the son of the emperor Constantine and of the film actors like Mel Gibson, and you put it there and you say, oh Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But though in the flesh we knew him. Let's read that verse.
2
Corinthians chapter 5 verse 16.
Okumanya newankubadenga twamanya Kristo mubiri. Naye kakano tetukyamumanya nate bwe tutyo.
Therefore, from now on, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet from now on know we him no more. Yes.
See,
don't know him as he was in the flesh.
Visited
by many things, bodies of people like that of Christ. Now you have to know him just as he is. Those are the
68
when they told us we should know more him as we knew him before in the flesh. 60 AD. Where John got this revelation. Right now we are in 2023.
But
still we would refuse to want to know those images.
I think
no one explains to us just as he is. But me, I saw him. And I studied him.
As
prophets and apostles, how they saw him. That's why images of the third heaven. The image in the middle of it, I drew it with my hands. I try to see. I bring out what I saw. But still, it can't come out. And
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. But when we shall connect with those with gifts like those, I see them, tell them, study as they write down and draw the rightful image. And the film actors acting in the image of the flesh have to ensure he has the image he is into right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So after seeing him just as he is, and then you see 24 elders. Revelation chapter
4
and verse
4. Ne ku ntebe kwaliko abakadde 24 nga batudde, nga bambadde engoye enjeru, ne ku mitwe gyabwe engule eza zaabu.
And round about the throne were 24 thrones, and upon the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white clothing, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. Yes. He saw there 24 elders. After he saw 24 elders, these 24 elders, they are not the sons of Jacob, of Israel, the 12 sons who make the 12 clans. No. And they are not the 12 disciples. For this was an apostle, John, one of the 12. Now he saw himself, yet he was seated.
And
one of the 24 elders, and is going to see the elders. These, who are they? These are the initial branches which came from Christ, and we came from them. Spirits of all creations in heavens and earth, they came from these ones.
True,
in John 1 verse 16, the fullness of Christ we were given. Let's read that verse. John chapter 1 verse 16. John chapter
1
verse
16.
And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Yes. From his fullness we all we are given. Grace for grace.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For he came with grace and truth. Him from his fullness we are given. But spirits of all creations in heavens and earth, before they manifested, these 24 elders, they and the branches, for they were spirits which are initially gotten from him. And him, he is called the rock from which we are cut. And the 24 elders, they are called the quarry from where we are gotten. Yes. That's why they are called elders, the ancients. All spirits of four living creatures,
Bakerubi,
the cherubims,
Bamaraika,
the angels,
here
is the like the suns, stars, and the moon,
Bamaraika,
the four angels on four corners of the earth, here it's in the humans come in different generations. Of the animals, of the birds, insects, fish, the crawling, creeping things, and the plants. We came from the elders.
There
are ones who are directly gotten from him as the main branches.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why in Isaiah chapter 51, he says like this. Isaiah chapter 51 in verse 1.
Mutunulire olwazi lwe mwatemebwako n'obunyabwo obuya bwe mwasimibwamu.
Hearken to me, you that follow after righteousness, you that seek the Lord, look unto the rock from where you were hewn, unto the hole of the pit from which you were dug. Yes. That you seek the Lord. Look from the rock from which you were cut, and the quarry from which you were dug.
It's
one who sits there with his quarry.
These
are
the ones who
are cut. Gold there and the holes manifest. Our spirits of gold were gotten from the quarry. Have you understood? Where they are called holes, for we are dug from them. Holes of the pits. Quarry. Holes. Have you seen that? The rock is Christ. We know him. Read the 1 Peter chapter 2.
kuva kunyoro kumeka
from the verse
wa kusatu
verse 3 yes
winga dauru kutana
to enter verse 5
nafinga mayinja
we too as living stones. He is the rock we our spirits have gotten from him passing through these elders. They are ancient elders. That's why they have sat with him. They are the main branches. We can be cut, they cannot be cut. If we refuse bear fruits, we are cut off the vine.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now we shall know that above all the heavens, where they began from. For the elders came from above the heavens, and they are in that stature with their words. There is nothing they don't know.
In
most, we sat there as they are nursing me there. God the word, the
Son
carries me. We are in service.
Contributing.
Elders contribute. My God, I studied in all goodness. That's why I quickly understood.
And
our Lord Jesus carries me. They are teaching. There you can teach, and the teacher is carrying you. The elders contribute. Even that he understood it. That passed in the prophets. They all bring in the conversation.
Beside
that, we started with angels in the first heaven. The Holy Spirit puts on the mercy seats. And when we reached here,
taught
me in the much love. That's why you see me, I teach you by that. He himself is the book. Verses will be poured there. They come from him.
First
came in the spirit written about him.
The
all scriptures speak of him. I studied in glory. And the elders brought out secrets of above all the heavens where they came from. That's where we came from. My. And they brought mysteries. That's why in Revelation like 5, and no one knew who can open the scroll. The elders know. Now
what
we started, one elder lifts the hands.
Now
that one is what is written. They know everything. But they are not old of gray hair. No. They don't grow, they don't sleep, they slim, they don't change. They are right in the tree of life, eat everything from there. They were changed and transfigured.
You
cannot approach them when you are not glorious.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 5 from verse 1.
Nendaba mu mukono ogwaddyo ogwe yali atudde ku ntebe. Ekitabo ekiwandiikiddwa munda ne kungulu. Ekisibiddwa ennyo bubonero omusanvu.
And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with 7 seals. Verse 2.
Nendaba malayika ow'amaanyi ng'abuulira n'eddoboozi ddene nti, ani asaanidde okwanjuluza ekitabo n'okubembula obubonero bwakyo omusanvu.
And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose the 7 seals thereof? Verse 3.
Ne watabaawo mu ggulu newankubadde ku nsi newankubadde wansi w'ensi eyayinza okwanjuluza ekitabo newankubadde okukitunuulira.
And no man in heaven nor in earth neither under the earth was able to open the scroll neither to look thereon.
Olinya olwokuna.
Verse 4.
Nange nenkaaba nnyo amaziga kubanga tewalabika eyasaanira okwanjuluza ekitabo newankubadde okukitunuulira.
And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the scroll neither to look thereon.
Olinyiri olwokutaano.
Verse 5.
Omu ku bakadde n'angamba nti tokaaba, laba empologoma w'omu kika kya Yuda ekikolo kya Dawudi yawangula okwanjuluza ekitabo n'okubembula obubonero bwakyo musanvu.
And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose the seven seals thereof. Yes. What the elders, they know. We know one who overcame. He who overcame. Remember, elders didn't have knowledge of everything. They came with the word
about,
and they didn't blot out whatever was there. They know it. No, they are not the elders you say of. Of the 12 tribes of Israel. The Rubens. The Judah. They are not those ones.
And
they are not the 12 disciples. Where they are Matthew. Peter,
Peter,
James,
no, Yohana,
John 2 was among the 12. Now, will he have been there?
And
at the same time, he speaks with the elders.
Yet
he
sees 24
and is not a monk. No. The other ancient elders.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But after he saw one, he saw
whom he
that is one who supplied the seven lampstands. For when he saw him, these are what he saw. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 6.
Wakati w'entebe n'ebiramu ebina ne wakati w'abakadde omwana gw'endiga ng'ayimiridde ng'afaanana ng'eyattibwa ngalina mayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu gy'emyoyo y'omusanvu ejja Katonda egitumibwa mu nsi zonna.
And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures and in the midst of the elders stood the lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. He saw in the midst of the elders the four living creatures, then he was ascending. And he said, I saw in the elders, the midst of the elders and the four living creatures. He's not saying four living creatures are there. He saw them from beneath ascending. He saw the Lord ascending to approach the throne, passing the four living creatures, reach in the midst of elders. Now, one reading can begin to wrongly understand them, and he draws four living creatures with the elders around. That is madness. He saw in the elders,
beneath,
in the four living creatures, one came from the second heavens, approaching the throne. He reached in the throne. No. One who saw the realities of how they were is one who can explain that four living creatures are not around there. They are in the second heaven, which is beneath the third heaven. He saw as he was ascending. But to go see, he first saw elders around the throne, and they showed him one come from beneath in the second heavens, the four living creatures ascending into the door, enter the third heavens to reach on the throne. But he said, he saw him with seven eyes, seven horns, not horns. You see, lampstands, how they look like branch of the lampstands. Because he saw from far, he saw them swimming like horns. As he saw above them, he is one appear through them. There are those balls upon the lamps. And he seems to see him in there, appears in the branches. When you draw to the lampstand close, the balls on the top, the different colors, there you see them as eyes. One sat in there as if he sees you. They first explain but himself appears in the form of last stands. He too is a spirit. Things of 24 elders we've ended, we still move on. This one we are focusing on. After they showed him like that and he heard seven horns, they are not horns, they are branches that he saw of the lampstand. Even eyes, those balls where cometh tongues of fire,
seems
to be in there. When you see, you may see perhaps it's an eye. And he said, those are seven spirits of God. Yet there are upon him is the vine. And when you look at him,
it's one
put seven lamps stands before him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We show the seven spirits of God. They come from him and appear before him. Our Lord himself is the spirit. Still he can appear in the image of the Holy Spirit, in the sign of the Holy Spirit, of the lampstand. That
read
2 Corinthians 3 verse 17. Let's read we here.
Abakolise chokubiri esule yokusatu. 2
Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17.
Naye mukama waffe gwe mwoyo era wabo mwoyo gwa mukama waffe we wabiddembe.
Now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Yes, still our Lord is the spirit.
Can
appear in the sign of the lampstand as the true vine. Indeed. That's where they are before you see him. They told you before his throne. Let's go to Revelation.
Back.
Revelation 4 verse
5.
Revelation chapter 4 verse
5. Netabazo musanvu ezomuliro ngazaka maso gentebe. Jemyo yomusanvu ejja Katonda.
And out of the throne proceeded lightning and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Yes.
And
when you join Revelation chapter 5, verse 6, you see the Lamb of God having seven horns, seven branches, those on the lampstands, and seven eyes. Those balls you see, he appears through them. And he said they are the seven spirits of God. That what is in him, since he too is a spirit, as 2 Corinthians 3 verse 17, that our Lord is the spirit. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The same sign of the lampstand appears through as the true vine.
Had
Revelation 4 verse 5. After he saw thunderings, voices, and the voices, he saw seven lampstands of fire burning before the throne, and they are the seven spirits of God. Till the other one, the ones he saw on his head. So always still,
he
can appear in sign of the lampstand as the true vine.
Now,
right there with no more break,
we
feel they are possible. They are clearly understood.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And there we've gone back to Exodus.
Wanga mukufeno tusobola okulaba.
For in Exodus we can see that see the seven lamps.
Mukufashura 25:37.
Exodus 25:37.
Okuvesule ya 25 no lunyiriri osatumwa omusanvu.
Exodus chapter 25:37.
Era olikoleje tabaza byacho omusanvu. Era binako nti era binakolezanga ebyetabaza. Era banakolezanga ebyetabaza byacho okwakira maso gacho.
And you shall make its seven lamps, and they shall light its lamps, that they may give light in front of it. Yes. You will light its lamps, the seven lamps, and they give light in the front of it. That's why in Exodus they are told him, 25. Verse 31 and 32 that make a lamp stand its base. The first represents the Father. The second base represents God the Word, the Son Jesus Christ. Now the stem comes from them. It represents the Holy Spirit. Because it's certain the Word can represent the Word of our Lord Jesus. Because of our Lord is Spirit, and where His Spirit is, there is liberty.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now in Exodus chapter 25:31-32, told him to make the lampstand, its base, the two base of it, and the lamp come from them, and the six branches come from this lampstand. Three branches on the right hand and three branches on the left hand. That's Exodus 25:31-32. The lampstand of truth, which brings out the image of God the Word.
One
we know is the Son Jesus Christ as the true vine, the tree of life, and of knowledge of good and evil. It has to be like that.
It,
not as lampstands you see out there they teach by. Others have 8-9 branches. That's confusion of Satan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this lampstand, which has six branches, to total to seven, as the first stem representing Spirit of the Lord. The first branch on the right hand represents the Spirit of Wisdom. The second branch on the right hand of the lampstand
represents
Spirit of Understanding. The third branch on the right hand represents the Spirit of Counsel. The first branch on the left hand, the first beneath, below, yes,
representing
represents the Spirit of Might. Represents the Spirit of Might. And the second branch, as we ascend on the lampstand, represents the Spirit of knowledge. Where comes the tree of knowledge? That side.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then the last branch on the lampstand on the left hand, on the left hand, represent Spirit of fear of the Lord. That's Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. And the Spirit of the Lord will be upon him. That's in the middle. The Spirit of wisdom. First branch on the left hand. Right hand. Spirit of understanding. Second branch. Spirit of counsel. It's the third branch on the right hand. Then the spirit of might. First branch on the left hand below.
Represent
the spirit of might. Then the next branch. Spirit of knowledge. The last spirit of fear of the Lord. That's Isaiah 11. But just as they are there, still our Lord is the same. He is wisdom. He is understanding. When you read 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24.
He
is the spirit of wisdom and is the spirit of power. He names above on the right hand of the lampstand and the names beneath. That is the power. Let's read there you hear.
1
Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24.
Na yeri abayite abayudaya era nabayonani. Kristo manyi ga Katonda era magezi ga Katonda.
But unto them who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Yes. Named as the spirit of might and also named as the spirit of wisdom. The ministry is our Lord to his spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Proverbs chapter 8, he too is understanding. He is what? He is understanding. He is counsel. He has power. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 14. Proverbs 8 from verse 12.
Nza magezi mfudde okutegeera okube nyumba yange era nonyo okumanya n'okuteesa.
I wisdom dwell with prudency and find out knowledge and discretion. Yes. His wisdom. His understanding, knowledge, all spirits, you've seen them there. Proverbs chapter
8
verse
13.
The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way and the perverse mouth do I hate. Verse
14.
Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding and I have strength. Yes. Verse 14, have you seen him? 14. 12 said, I wisdom. He's the spirit of wisdom. He seeks understanding with knowledge. Even spirit of knowledge is there. Verse 13. He fear of the Lord. Spirit of fear of the Lord. 14. His counsel, spirit of counsel. Yes. Wisdom is his. He is understanding. His spirit of understanding. He has strength of spirit of power. Have we not named all? Now whoever sees him, he sees life. On this hand, right. The right hand of the lampstand.
There is
the spirit of wisdom, the right hand of the lampstand, where the spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel. He is wisdom, he is understanding, he is counsel. That is the tree of life on that side. Yes. Have you understood me well? And on the left hand, where the spirit of might, of knowledge, is the spirit of knowledge of good and evil. Have you understood it? That's how he appeared unto the seven lampstands. In Proverbs chapter 3 verse 14, and they tell you these words as we conclude. Proverbs chapter 3 verse
13.
Happy is the man that finds wisdom and the man that gets understanding. Verse
14.
For the gain from it is better than gain from silver, and the profit thereof than fine gold. Verse
15.
She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you can desire are not to be compared unto her.
Verse 16.
Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Yes. Now our Lord Jesus Christ, when he appears in the lampstand as the tree of life and of knowledge of good and evil, on the right hand unto spirit of wisdom, understanding and counsel, they say there is long life. When you eat of it, you eat the tree of life side of spirit of wisdom. Now on the left hand, riches and honor. Yes. Riches and honor. Riches and honor. That's where we wanted to eat. We take all riches and we are worthy of them. Yet all creation says, worthy to be in that glory because it's God. As God the Father is. He's the Son.
Fruits
can't be touched when he's not allowed you. He's worthy of the riches, the glory of creations, even under the earth. Speak that. Fruits, and they are those.
Yeah?
Now we are finishing. In Revelation chapter 5, those fruits he said, riches and honor. He gives of us. Don't want to inherit with him. We can't become as him. But when we inherit with him, we take of those riches and honor. We eat of the fruits peaceful to be gods.
And
he told Moses, I've made you God unto Pharaoh. He gives him of his riches and honor. Revelation chapter 5 in verse 11. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the living creatures, and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times, 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Verse 12.
Ngabogira neddobozi dene, nti asanidde omwanda gwendiga, eyattibwa okuweebwa obuyinza, n'obugagga, n'amagezi, n'amaanyi, n'ettendo, n'ekitiibwa, n'omukisa.
Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the lamb that was slain, to receive power and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. Have you heard of his fruits? Those are the ones. And then he scrolls. Some ministers who claim to understand
they're
what they call the seven spirits.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he
had all the creatures,
those
even under the earth, and they move speak of his thralls. Revelation chapter 5 verse
13. N'ebirimu byonna n'ebiwulira byonna nga byogera nti eryoyo atudde ku ntebe n'eri omwana gw'endiga omukisa gubenga n'ettendo n'ekitiibwa n'amaanyi emirembe n'emirembe.
And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, as such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor, glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb, forever and ever. Verse
14.
And the four living creatures said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that lives forever and ever. Yes. Have you had his fruits, blessings, riches, and honor, power? All Christians say it's worthy.
Then
elders, they are bowing their knees. And that's why come in Philippians 2. Every knee has to bow. Every tongue has to confess Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
fruits, that's how they are. But how did we eat of them? And how did we die? Let's meet tomorrow. May God bless you.